Peak Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
At age 46, I just bought my first motorcycle. A little 125cc scooter, bigger and faster than a moped, but not by much. The EPA rated mileage is 96 miles per gallon, so I'm hoping in the real hilly world of Vermont, I'll get at least 80. One big question in my mind is, will the scooter help me save fuel? No question that the scooter is more fuel efficient than the cars I have access to. One car gets 30 to 35 miles per gallon, the other 50 to 60. But a lot of my local transportation is by bicycle, or by carpooling. I decided to invest in a motorcycle a couple weeks ago, after bicycling to the county fair and back. It's about 25 miles away, and because the normal bridge was out, my route took me over more hills than normal. I got home around 11 that Friday night. I'd intended to go back on Saturday, both to visit the fair again and to try the yak meat samples that a friend was offering at the nearby farmer's market. But when I woke up on Saturday and contemplated spending all that additional time on a bicycle, I decided not to. I love cycling, but I was looking at spending 5 hours of my day pedaling. A 5-hour bicycle trip can be fun as a lark, but it feels like a chore when it's just getting from point A to point B and back again. I suppose I could have just adjusted my attitude and told myself how lucky I was to get a beautiful long summer bicycle ride in the Green Mountains of Vermont, as a side benefit of going to the fair. After all, people come from all over and pay good money to bicycle tour in Vermont. But that attitude wouldn't have won me any more time to tend the garden, stack firewood, or do any of the other chores waiting at home. I skipped the fair that day and went motorcycle shopping instead. I stopped by a couple local dealers, checked out Craigslist, and read some on the web about various models. I wasn't sure whether I wanted a moped or a small motorcycle. In Vermont, anything with an engine size bigger than 50cc is a motorcycle, and it requires a special motorcycle learner's permit or license. Coming at this from a bicyclist's perspective, I thought a 49cc motor was incredibly powerful, so a moped would suit me fine. The motorcycle dealers in the area didn't have mopeds in stock, and the first used moped I looked at had a frozen rear brake, a leaky fuel system, a leaky exhaust pipe, and needed a tune-up. I wanted my first machine to be one that I spent more time riding than tinkering with, so I passed on it. I bought a low-mileage, used 125cc scooter on Tuesday, got my learner's permit on Friday, and now I feel ready to pass the skills test for the full motorcycle license. I can see some occasions where the scooter will save fuel, like when I get pressed for time and don't leave enough leeway to bicycle the 11 or 16 miles to the radio station. In the past, I drove. In the future, at least when the roads aren't icy, I'll probably ride the scooter. On the other hand, Jevons' paradox of efficiency applies to me, too. Jevons' paradox says that as a process becomes more efficient, people tend to gobble up any efficiency gains by doing more of that process. For example, fuel efficiency increased in cars after the oil price shocks of the 1970s, yet driving went up enough to increase total gasoline use. Yesterday, I rode over 40 miles on the motorcycle, probably using half a gallon of gas, to get to events that I could not have fit in with just a bicycle. Driving would have used at least twice that much gas. On the other hand, before I had the motorcycle, I would not have driven, probably. I would have skipped one of those events and used the bus and maybe carpooling to shorten my total bicycle ride to less than 25 miles, using no gas. There's also the embedded energy of the motorcycle. It took a lot of energy to manufacture the scooter and ship it to the dealer. If I do reduce fuel consumption with the scooter, it will still be a while before the savings offset the amount of energy used to make the thing. Still, scooter's fun to ride. I look forward to seeing how it affects my total fuel use. I'm Carl Ettenayer, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In. And I don't want to die, just want to ride on my motorcycle. Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.